Welcome to Dish Nation! The Academy Awards were last night, so of course we've got all the biggest moments, darling.
The fashion, the balls, and John Cena naked. Ooh, I can't wait.
Ooh, plus joining us today is our good friend, the king of reality TV, Mr. Carlos King.
Hey.
It is great to be back. So, Tanner, what's up first?
All right, thank you, Carlos. Okay, so the big winner at last night's Oscars was Oppenheimer, which took home Best Picture and Best Director, along with first ever wins for Cillian Murphy for Best Actor and Robert Downey Jr. for Best Supporting Actor. Meanwhile, out of 8 nominations, Barbie only won Best Song for What Was I Made For, which, interestingly enough, makes Billie Eilish and Phineas the youngest 2-time Oscar winners. Best Supporting Actress went to Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, but one winner had quite a time getting to the stage in a broken dress, and that was Best Actress winner Emma Stone. Check this clip out.
My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure.
Funny stuff.
Oh my gosh, she should file a lawsuit.
Against Ryan Gosling?
No, against a dressmaker. That's public humiliation.
Oh. We wouldn't have known if she didn't make a big deal out of
the
dress.
True, she couldn't tell.
She know people saw it in the back, so she just wanted to let everybody know.
Yeah,
she didn't forget to lace it up, and it's not her fault.
I thought it was one of the funnest Oscars in years. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. It was so fun, all the little bits. The I'm Just Ken performance, I think, stole the show. It was a lot of fun last night.
It was good, but I was a little hurt during the part where Jimmy Kimmel was announcing the people.
Uh-huh.
And all the blacks, they just didn't show the camera on them. But then they put it on the rest of the people after they called all their names.
I'm like, ooh,
that's what was that about, Gary?
I don't know. And Black History Month is over, so.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's your answer.
Okay.
We're in March, baby.
Time is up. Black History Month, March is on.
Okay.
Well, besides the fashion, we'll get into that in a minute. The girls and the gays, honey, got excitement, like me, when John Cena showed up butt-ass naked to present Best Costume Design. Check it out.
Wow.
In the flips, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gary, you into that?
He's speechless. He can't even talk.
Your mouth is full, Gary.
Costumes. They are so important. Maybe the most important thing there is.
I was watching it live. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cover myself up and cross my legs with my prayer cloth because, you know, I don't wanna be exposed like he was. But, you know, so what he really had on was a beige diaper covering up the booty. Now, you're a performer.
Yeah.
And sometimes you wear scantily clad clothes when you perform a Hot Sugar. So when you do that, do you wear beige, you know, panties to make sure your ass ain't not like John Cena's?
No, I don't. Beige on a beige body? That's what we say? Yeah, that's a lot of man. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of man right there.
Ooh, I have a whole lot of time. And a whole lot of mouth.
Big.
Yes.
What you mean?
Gary, no?
My lips were sealed.
My lips are wide open.
Oh.
But Brad, what do you think, baby? Ask somebody wearing beige.
Beige is a nice color.
Also, think about this. How many big jack dudes do you know who are as funny as John Cena? There's not many huge muscular guys who are also pretty hilarious.
Huh?
I know a few.
Yeah, oh, you do? Are they in Atlanta?
You don't see it. You don't see it as often.
Of course, darling.
Yeah. Well, hook me up, Seth. Don't be stingy.
But it looked good, though. But I hated that John just took away all my, the way I was thinking. You talking about he had on a damn diaper.
That, and he wore a sock to hide the
eggplant. It wasn't a diaper. It just looked like a type of underwear to cover.
I thought it was just naked. It looked real naked.
Oh, he had a sock that wasn't on him?
He had a sock that was the size of, he wore a sock.
No, the other side.
On the other side, he wore a sock that fit a size 12 pair of Jordans.
I thought he was blessed and highly favored. I didn't, you know.
Well, I think he's blessed and lower favored.
Okay, well,
not highly, but low.
He's cheating.
That was cute, though. Anyway, well, y'all know, honey, that we can't talk about the Oscars and not give you a...
What the fashion?
Of course not, Gary. So Vanessa Hudgens strutted the red carpet with a surprise accessory that had everybody doing a double take. Looky there, a baby bump. Oh. So big congratulations to her and her hubby, Cole Tucker. We don't know exactly how far along she is.
Yeah. I did not know that was her.
She looks
really
good.
She looks good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She looks happy.
Good.
Yeah.
This is her first baby?
I believe
it is,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, she looks great.
Vanessa looked black.
I know. Yeah, no, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's giving me black.
Bonita
no, not
Hudgens.
Like this. In we used to spin together, not
she,
like this.
She always looked black to me. If okay. Ever since we did All That as Children.
What?
On Nickelodeon.
You think she looked black since?
Yeah.
I never got black.
She always acted a little black too.
Oh wow. Are you from Compton, black? Vanessa? We call you Bonita.
Yes.
Okay, good Bonita Huxtable child, not Hudgens, honey.
Good people.
So you know Ariana Grande had the people doing double take as well. She came through serving California King Comforter Realness. Ooh, the shade, baby. She wore a baby pink fitted Jean Baptiste Valley haute couture, darling, dress with exaggerated off the shoulders puff sleeve cape and a long train. Now look, child, some folks said she looked like a princess, but others were a bit shady, saying she looks like a fallopian tube.
Not a fallopian tube.
I don't know what that is, child, because I'm a man. And the pots were filled with every man she's ever stole. Y'all are shady.
Oh, wow.
So is this giving or not?
I love it, y'all.
She's too small for all that dress, though, honey. She could have made a whole nother fabric store with all that damn fabric, honey. No.
I think she looks good.
I think it's
she
amazing.
She looks good, but yeah. There's cotton candy.
Yeah,
I like it. At the State
too.
Fair.
That was one of my colors for the day the other day.
Pepto-Bismol pink?
Lining.
Who?
Lining.
Lord Jesus.
Moving on.
Thank you, sis.
We've been talking about the looks, but let's get into these.
What the fall?
Oh, it seems that these girls were slipping and sliding on the Oscars red carpet. YouTube Liza Koshy took a tumble when she stunted in her Marquesa gown in platform heels. And sis did not rush up, honey. She sat right there on the ground and strike the pose. I know that's right.
And as you walk out right here,
oh, all the way out of frame. Camera lost her.
All the way out.
Yes, honey.
That's so embarrassing.
I worry about women breaking ankles in these high heels in these dresses.
Aw. She did.
Oh, Lord.
Look at that platform heel.
Serious
that shoes. That's too high.
Big
you know
asshole.
You can wear flats under that dress.
Baby.
It's so long.
She did it because of the height of so the dress hem. Well, Hank,
she should have got the dress hem a little shorter and wore some lower heels
where
she wouldn't fall.
Them shoes was pissed off.
Good old drag race tease. Oh, I love it. Come on, baby.
It doesn't. Ooh. I don't. It's a good fall, but that's not as good as like that classic Jennifer Lawrence fall on the way to the stage.
Yeah, that was.
Because it goes up the stairs, you know.
And didn't Halle Berry fall up some stairs?
I think so.
She fell up some stairs too.
But they were actually getting awards. She was just walking. You know, like she
it wasn't flashes.
Right, she could have stayed focused, though.
Oh, my goodness. She shouldn't have worn them shoes. All right, y'all, coming up, the late, great, iconic Aretha Franklin made people put some R-E-S-P-E-C-T on her music during photo shoots. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
So Aretha Franklin's longtime photographer, Matthew Jordan Smith, shared memories about his first time shooting with Aretha. He had a playlist going that included artists like Mariah Carey, and Aretha just wasn't into it, child. He then asked her who her favorite new artist was twice, and both times she said, me. Matthew got the memo, turned on her own music, and she was lost in her own world. And that's how all of their shoots went. He even recalls one time shooting her and one of her songs came on and he started to sing with her and she told him to stop singing.
Wow.
No, she didn't.
Right. I know that's right.
That's the queen for you, honey. You got to R-E-S-P-E-C-T that.
Right.
Could y'all listen to y'all music all day?
Could you?
No.
Me,
I mean, all the way home?
No, it's
so you couldn't be like, all the way home.
Oh, my God, you're so dramatic.
You know,
on High Sugar when you be like, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know.
That's the river dance. I don't even do
that.
Well,
I dropped John Cena's diaper, so there we go.
But so you couldn't listen to your song?
No, no.
Who do you play?
I play Mariah.
Really?
And hood rap music.
When I have photo shoots, I have a playlist.
And what is that?
Okay, you really want to know?
Yeah, I do.
What's on it?
Okay, it is Beyonce, Tamar, Circles, and you know, it's Lil' Kim, it's Nicki, Brad, my 90s Foxy. Like, I love female hip-hop and singers.
Yeah.
So I only play the girls.
Really? I only play the girls, but not those hard girls that you just named.
No.
I mean, I like that.
Michelle wear pink panties. I'm softer than you.
Not the hard girl.
I don't think I've ever been called that before.
Oh, yes.
The hard girl.
Moving on. Yes. Recently on The Real Housewives of Miami reunion, Larsa Pippen was called out by her castmates for giving her 15-year-old daughter, Sophia, a $2,500 monthly allowance. When she was questioned about it, she said that L.A. is an expensive place to live, facts, and Sophia uses the money to order food, Ubers, and to buy her friends birthday gifts. On top of her allowance, Sophia also makes money from brand deals on social media.
Yes.
So go, girl. Dang. Yes. All right.
I love it.
L.A. is expensive as hell.
Anyways, I think this is just fine. Living in Los Angeles is very expensive.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Especially if you're a vegan. So yeah. $2,500 is just right. Because the vegan meals cost a lot of money. Then you got to go to Uber, and her friends live in Calabasas. Mm. So when you got to go see Kylie and Stormy, you got to pay a coupon.
Yeah, but them girls look like they eat meat, baby.
She probably has.
Oh, well, you know, they're like Cajun meat.
She probably has a car.
Well, Doc.
Gary, how much allowance you giving?
Nothing. You know how cheap he is.
Baby, no, ma'am, you ain't getting no $2,500. I would give you at least, what, $50?
What $50 gonna do?
Because, girl, you're gonna eat at McDonald's. Oh. You're not gonna be buying gifts for your children.
Gavin, not you. You at Houston's every day,
exactly.
Friday.
I know, right?
But that's on somebody else's tab.
Is that why you shop at the African supermarket to buy clothes?
Nah, that's right, bitch. Okay. Make no error, honey.
And
then, bitch, when they put me next to you, we look the same.
Ooh.
Coming up, honey, the rumors were true, baby. Drea Michelle is pregnant from that little boy. Find out what everyone has to say, including Drea, when we come right back.
Okay.
That little boy.
Shout out, girls are fighting.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, baby, it has now been confirmed that 39-year-old Drea Michelle and her 22 NBA star Jalen Green are indeed expecting a baby girl due in May of this year. Now, Miss Drea took to social media to share a few images from her pregnancy photo shoot with the lengthy caption she wrote, "For me, the magic lies in motherhood and the awe-inspiring ability to bring life into this world over the span of 2 decades. It is my superpower. And if anything can surpass the wonder of being a woman, it is the privilege of bringing another woman into existence." Now, Ms. Drea received a lot of backlash for having a baby with somebody 17 years her junior. Now, this has been hot topic since she posted this.
Yeah.
What's tea?
Minority opinion. I don't see much wrong with it, only because men have been doing it for so long. Not saying it's right. There's been tons of women at 21 marrying a much older man, and society does not turn or roll their eyes at that. Listen, at the end of the day, he is 22. Okay?
A baby.
He's the same age as Drea's son.
But think she did it on purpose.
You think she did it?
Absolutely.
You think she did the turkey bacon?
Come on. She did it on purpose.
Tell the truth, Tamar. Tell him why.
She didn't buy the condoms.
Yeah, this not an oops.
You think she poked the holes in the condom?
No 39-year-old. It seems extremely unlikely to me that a 39-year-old adult woman accidentally gets pregnant.
That boy been watching that damn girl when she was on Basketball Wives when he was young. And he
was
always
seven.
He was seven, but he was enamored with her. He loved her and always thought she was good.
And he got the girl of his dreams. Yeah.
That's right, when he got his money.
Yeah.
When he came up, he said, let me get her. If you had money, you know, you too.
Not
y'all
if
know
I
y'all
want to
come up.
Maybe one day.
Right, it's a big IF. Listen, I don't like younger men. I like my man to look like Colonel Sanders.
So I know that's right.
You know, along with... along with his wealth.
Moving on. Okay, well, singer Tems had one photographer lusting out loud at the Billboard Women in Music event. So while posing on the red carpet, Tems made a turn, showing off her amazing assets, and one photographer couldn't keep quiet, just shouting, "Holy smokes!"
I know that's right.
I'm here for it.
She looks great.
She looks amazing. Yeah. It's art and it's tucked. You know about tucking.
Yes.
But hers is not tucked in the front like yours. Hers is tucked in the back.
Because I tuck in the front.
She looks amazing. I'm here for
she
it.
She does look amazing.
Good. And she looked all right, though. I mean,
what?
What you?
Really?
She had on a damn undergarment, like, what's his name? So he didn't see nothing.
Why can't you just point out the good things sometimes?
Well, the good things was her hair. I love those little dots she had.
The
dots?
What?
Dots.
her little plaids.
They're not called dots.
Bantu knots.
Oh, Bantu knots? Bantu knots. I liked her Bantu knots.
Those little dots.
Help us, Lord.
Girl, get your eyes checked, sis.
Wow.
I cannot. So up next, Gayle King was spotted in the airport, but was she welcoming? We'll find out right after the break.
Should she have been?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, last segment of the day.
Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Rick Ross' baby mama, Tia Kemp, ran into everyone's favorite auntie, Gayle King, at the airport. But from the looks of it, you can tell Gayle was in a hurry and possibly looking for her security child. Oh. Let's check this out.
We're from Miami. Hey, Gayle. I need to come on your show. You just don't know who I am,
boo. What would we be talking about?
Everything.
Oh, wow. And she walked off.
I would have too. No shade, Miss Tia, honey. But do y'all think Miss Gayle was being shady?
Yes.
No, I think she was protecting herself.
She don't know that girl. She had to leave. She's like, ha-ha, I took the picture, bye.
Yeah,
we're not going to have no long conversation. Yeah. I got somewhere to be.
Why Miss Gayle look like a school teacher, though? Like, what is she doing?
She getting the hell
is
on.
Is that research? Or, like, the pen in her hand? The bag? She about to go teach a class.
I feel bad for Tia. That's sad, honey. Tia's an important woman. She is Rick Ross's former girlfriend. Let's be clear.
Oh, really? Okay.
If she would have came up and just say, Brad, you don't know who I am, but I know you're on Dish Nation, honey. I need to be on your show. What would you have told her?
I would look like I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Keep walking.
I'm like, girl, call Joaquin, honey. Here's the number. He'll help me out. He's
the
EP.
Under the bus.
Poor Wawa.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.